Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad to have you listening in. And of course, you can call 888-673-1450. I've got Uncle Milty by my side, and that's always a blast. You know that. Keeps me in stitches all day. That's what makes this so fun. Uncle Milty just makes this fun. And he's so good. You know, I have a lot of people, Uncle Milty, that say to me, he just says what I'm thinking. He just says what I'm thinking, and he's bold enough to do it. Don't you love that? I love that.
Yeah.
By the way, get to katedalyradio.com and you'll find Balance of Nature. And there's a reason I talk about this all the time. I had a nutritionist on the show and she said, if you're overweight, it means you are malnourished. And I don't think we think of it in those terms. You know, we're trying to fill our bodies with nutrients, but there's so much other crap going into our bodies and expanding us, if you will, literally expanding us. And the body doesn't quite know what to do with all of it. Try putting in a supplement that's going to help you with your immune system, and it's also going to help you retain nutrients, the nutrients your body's crying out for. It is not crying out for more Cheetos, I promise. It's not crying out for more Diet Coke. By the way, Diet Coke is not making you skinnier. Just go look at everybody with Diet Coke in their shopping cart at the store. And tell me if they look waif-like, because I'm pretty sure they don't. It's not working. Our diet's not working, and we need fruits and vegetables. So please get over to Balance of Nature, and you'll get 35% off when you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. How easy is that for listening to the show? They are a terrific sponsor of the show. And let me just say, I believe in their product enough that I take it. My husband takes it. We absolutely love it. Our kids started taking it. This is the greatest product. You've got to get this product because you know your body's crying out for nutrients and it needs it too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Uncle Milty and myself. Go ahead.
Did you guys see Full Measure with Cheryl Atkins yesterday?
I did not. I missed that one.
Nope.
I like her.
They had an article about Abrams M1 tanks, a bunch of them that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And their line was that we're spending so much money on these tanks that we're probably never going to need in future conflicts as much.
Right.
But I was thinking they're going to fit these with AI. But my little rifle is the most fearsome weapon on Earth.
I think you're the most fearsome weapon on Earth. I love it. Thank you. That is awesome. That is awesome. You know what?
That's a good point.
He is a very good point, because we're going more to drones and we're going more to unmanned, things. And so that would make more sense.
Well, and the Abrams is a highly electronic a tank anyway.
Right, right.
So to add AI to it probably wouldn't be that difficult.
Because we always kind of hinged everything on the fact that citizens wouldn't come up against citizens in something, right?
But AI would.
Heartless, yes.
Neil Cavuto said something real stupid to me.
When does he not? Go ahead. What's the latest?
He said, you can't believe this.
What?
He said, President Trump doesn't distinguish between fake news and news he doesn't like.
Oh, my gosh.
What an ignorant statement that is.
That is a pretty ignorant statement. I'm on board with
that.
Well,
he's a never-Trumper.
Well, yes. And there was an article about the fact that we don't know what to believe anymore. You know why? Because news was hijacked so long ago. We don't know what to believe anymore. And people will turn to MSNBC and Yahoo for their news. They'll turn to Washington Post. Horrible example of real news. It could never be considered real news. It was hijacked in the 50s and has been ever since. That's why Bezos owns it. And then, of course, you have New York Times, who came out and said today that people that Trump was putting journalists at risk because he combats their fake news. And of course, he didn't say that. He said because, you know, the journalists are trying to put out real news and Trump just keeps bashing them. No, Trump's trying to bring out the truth because these people are spinning it so bad and it's so incredibly biased that it's that bad. And I would have to say New York Times put the people, like Pesta said, the people at risk a long time ago by pretending to be a news organization, but not. And we have a lot of problems in our society. I'm glad Trump is at least calling that out for sure. Man, there's so much to talk about. I want you to talk about, there was a loss in Louisiana. Do you want to talk about that race? Because that race had the weirdest upset in votes and in kind of what happened at the end of that, but the numbers don't add up.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And, you know, in the 2015 election, there were 355,788 fewer votes than this election.
Okay. It's a substantial amount than
this
election. A
31% increase in voting over 2015.
Did we check the cemeteries? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, you know, the Republicans, of that 355,000 votes, the Republicans got 228,000 of them.
Okay.
The Democrats got 127,000 of them. And yet, amazingly, the Democrats still won. And with all of these increases, you would think that if there was a 228,000 more Republican votes, they had to come from somewhere.
Right.
Well, there was no population increase in the state. It was zero.
Right, right.
So did Democrats switch to the Republicans and vote? How did that? And if that happened, then shouldn't the Republican numbers have dropped?
Right.
But none of that happened. Hmm. We just had all of a sudden 355,000 more people voted. And with zero population growth, the Democrats win by 40,000 votes. And it just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it does. Implausible.
Yeah.
Implausible.
That many? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even a major election. It was a special election, kind of,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Just
right.
There was no major thing going on. And it wasn't the presidential election. It was kind of an off-term election.
Right.
And that, to increase by 31%.
That in of itself is suspicious. Sorry.
Yeah.
It just is.
So there's something there. I think there's something there. And at the end of it, the John Bel Edwards, he was leading way, way far until the president got involved. And at the end, it came up really close at the end. So, I mean, it was a very close race, 40,000 votes.
Right.
And actually, nobody even expected it to be close until the president got involved. So there's a lot of weird stuff happened in this election. But the progressives have shown it as this is a sign that Trump's not going to do well in 2020 because this Democratic incumbent won.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he won by...
Well,
40,000 votes in a very odd thing where the Democrats really increased their vote by almost double what.
Yeah. Can we say voter fraud?
And
it's not that every race, you know, is lost, then it's voter fraud.
No.
I mean, that's not true either. It's just, it is kind of interesting, some of these races and where it's gone when the numbers don't add up. When the numbers don't add up and they don't point to any kind of credible anything, then I think you do kind of have to question. And I don't care who the winner is. You would have to question it.
Either way.
The numbers don't add up. Because that's not typical in an off year. That's not typical for people to go to the polls. They go and it's like listening to talk radio, too. Numbers pick up in an election time. Numbers pick up because people are a little more interested. But that's kind of an interesting thing. Talk to me about Project Guardian. This was kind of crazy.
Barr made an announcement over the weekend about what he's calling Project Guardian.
Yeah.
And he made some interesting statements in
this
that
was
regard.
About a new initiative designed to reduce gun violence.
Right. It's about gun control.
Gun control. <There's, laughs>
that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't like this.
I got I made a little statement this morning about it on Facebook, but he basically said that he's always felt that it was government's responsibility to keep the citizens safe.
Oh, gosh. My toes curl when I hear this.
Yeah, and right away I went, oh, no, no.
Every bad congressman in America says this too.
Right. And so what I posted on Facebook this morning was that everyone needs to write the president and tell him to stop this. Yeah. Stop this nonsense.
Project Safe Neighborhoods came out of a Obamaite situation. And, you know, this is sort of that. They're calling that a success. And then this is launching out of that. The Project Guardian's really scary because this is the new gun control. It's the new gun control is not to get rid of the people that shouldn't have guns. It's getting rid of all the people that do have guns. that's what it's for, under the guise of mental instability or can't be trusted or yada yada yada. It's the same old story. It's just a different angle now, because this is why the government has gotten on board of the mental instability train or the mental illness train, is because the new direction of this is a patriot is or does have mental illness. If you love your country and your constitution, and think there's only two genders, you are mentally unstable. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Uncle Milty and myself. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking me.
Sure.
You know, it's funny. One thing I like to do is step back and look at each of these individual compartmentalized issues as a whole. And just take, for example, this Project Guardian in relation to the borders.
Right.
They know full well that gun control minor measures are not going to work.
Yeah.
Because you have an open border, and they're demanding an open border. And with an open border, guns cross freely, people cross freely. And it's not like the UK or you know, England, where you have to swim across and come in a boat and make it across in order to bring your gun across. It's very different here. They know it's not going to work. So then they can turn around and turn it totalitarian and say, okay, that's it, no guns, period.
Yep.
Okay, now we'll go ahead and close the borders when it's convenient for us.
Yes, or Americans are on some form of prescription, right? If you're on a form of prescription, something's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. We don't really know if you can be trusted with a firearm.
Right. And it's when you start looking at even, you know, like you said, the you don't believe that there's more than two genders. You don't believe in this, that, or the other. When you start looking at all these compartmentalized ideas, you can start to see a very large, I don't want to say nefarious because it's so overused, but really that's kind of the way it is, this large overarching plot, and you can see how someone could do it, how they could actually accomplish this in the United States of America and slowly strip our freedoms away if we are not diligent in standing up and saying, no, truth is truth, right is right, wrong is wrong. And this is the line, and we're not going to accept anything other than that.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. That was perfect.
Yeah. There's just so much misinformation in this.
So true.
At the Department of Justice website, you can read a really good release on this. But it says, gun crimes remain a pervasive problem in too many communities across America. That's not true. That's just not true.
Under 1%.
And what this is about is getting people used to the idea that the government actually does have a reason and an authority to check you out beforehand and say whether or not you're able to buy a gun.
Yes. Not that you have an inherent right from God, but that the government can check. Right?
We won't take them away from you, but we're not going to let you buy any.
Yes. Thank you. That was perfect. Yep. Thank you. Be right. Brilliant. Thank you. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow.
You know, it is now or never on gun control. If we do not stop this gun control under the guise of we need to monitor anyone who thinks differently or we can perceive as maybe unstable or maybe a little mental, we're going to make sure they don't take their guns. I want Project Guardian. Barr came out with Project Guardian, and it's a mess. It's gun control. And I want you to reiterate what you said going out because it was so perfect.
You know, we've always said that the progressives have always been patient.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this is. Project Guardian is a patient gun control. Rather than try to come up with the let's take your guns away that they know they can't do.
Right.
This is just like, well, we'll prevent you from buying them.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a reason for vast numbers of people to not qualify to buy a gun.
And that's what they're not talking about.
Right.
They're not defining that.
Right. They're not defining that. So by attrition, by not being able to buy guns, over a period of a decade or so, they can greatly reduce the number of people that have guns.
Especially as they up the quotient of fake news and they up the quotient of, oh my gosh, is this lunatic out there? What in the heck's going on? And they turn people into crazies. Or they have so many people on medications, turning to medications for help, that they can say that is a hindrance now and it's under the umbrella.
Yeah, they'll come and make more and more reasons that qualify to you know, you're okay. You can live a decent life, but we don't want to trust you with a gun.
Yeah. That is gun control. It's just done under such a different way. If we were a lying talk show, we were talking about this on the break. If we were a talk show that didn't tell the truth, this is what we would say today. Oh, you know, Barr has a great new program called Project Guardian, and it's going to, you know, we can all agree, right? We can all agree.
Yes.
'Cause they love that statement. We can all agree. This is where we all get along, people, is that we can keep hands out of those people, keep guns out of hands of the people that shouldn't have them.
Yes.
We can all agree.
Everybody wants that.
Yeah, that sounds good. And everybody can feel better about that. And, you know, Barr is in charge and he's on this, I, you know, really like him on this.
Yeah.
If we were a lying talk show, that's what we'd say.
And you will hear it.
You'll hear it. You'll hear that it is government's role and authority to make you safe, even though it's not. It is not. They are to protect your liberty. They are not there to make you safe. And you know what? It's not as if we're unsafe. And as long as we're armed, we're unsafe. Do you want to know the other headline that wasn't included in today's shooting rampage at another Walmart, which wasn't true? It was a targeted domestic shooting. Was the fact that armed citizen was there to save the day. And you know what? They don't want you to know that. It was buried in the story. It was buried in the story. That is a huge problem. We are armed and that makes us safe. Government does not make us safe. Us being armed makes us safe. I just don't understand why people have a disconnect with that. Probably because too many lying shows and lying people out there and news media go, we can all agree. Keep you know, the government's got to step in to monitor who gets to buy the gun.
And yet the statistics, without any doubt whatsoever, show that the more open gun ownership is, the less crime there is.
I know. It just makes me sick. It really does, because we're so many people aren't seeing it that we're having a real tough time. There's also a new byline. It's the alt-right. If you are not just the sort of mainstream moderate conservative, you are now alt-right who is anti-Semitic. You are now this comes to us from The Hill. Conservatives seek to stifle the new alt-right movement. Isn't it funny how the movements, the names given the movements, given the people, that we're never individual thinkers anymore. We never can think for ourselves. It's all about the fact that you're part of this group, and now we've painted you as such, and we think you're doing this. And because a lot of the alt-right is also can be constitution-loving Americans. It can be a lot of different things, because they came out with this crazy alt-right. Alt-right? Think about that. What in the heck is an alt-right? And of course, it has to be a breakaway from conservative thought, because conservative thoughts become more mainstream a lot, too. And so we have, I'm a conservative, but what kind of conservative are you? So we have splinter conservatives. And so now anything, too, is anti-Semitic, or we're getting into such weirdness with all of this. I just had to point that out because of the headline. I didn't want to go into depth on this story because I thought it was so ridiculous. But this is the kind of stuff that we're having to deal with. This kind of stuff drives people crazy.
Well, that's because it's crazy.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they have mm-hmm. to. The leftists have gone so far mm-hmm. to the
yes,
left.
They have.
And so in order to counter that, they have to come out and say, well, the right has too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's just not true.
No, it's not. It's not. And I want to make a point about Schiff. I thought it was so funny when Dr. Pesta called him the unpraying mantis, because he looks like a bug on stilts. Uh-huh. You know, he has the strangest, weird persona. Schiff is, it's really strange. But that Paul Ryan basically put that gavel into Schiff's hand, that Paul Ryan was that never Trumper. And we all know what he was all about. Right. And how it was Paul Ryan that the resistance shifted into high gear the day of Trump's inauguration, picked up speed as if it accelerated through several failed, efforts to mortally damage, remove the president from office. Ryan counseled Republican members of Congress to vote their conscience in the upcoming political election. But that was Paul's first version of the non-endorsement of Trump's candidacy. And then it just has gone downhill since. And you haven't heard much about Paul Ryan, but he moved. But he's been doing a lot of things. This comes to us from Canada Free Press. Thanks, Susan. Hat tip to Susan. But this was. It's really about him wanting to use his position on Fox, on the Fox's corporate board, to do something about Trump. And you'll notice since these people have resumed these positions on Fox News board, how many articles are really anti-Trump without saying it? It's kind of bizarre the way that's gone. But former House Speaker Paul Ryan thinks his new job as a board member, this is what Donald Trump says, President Trump, member of Fox News Corporation, will finally allow him to do something. I'm sorry, that was by Vanity Fair, about President Donald Trump. And Paul is embarrassed about Trump and wants to do something about it. And there was a book called American Carnage that they were talking about, but how it was Paul Ryan that made sure that Schiff was in that position. Kind of interesting.
The really tough thing for me lately mm-hmm. is that you cannot take anything at face value.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an example from Bloomberg.
Right.
Ford unveils an electric Mustang
mm-hmm.
to be produced in China
right.
to challenge Tesla's dominance.
What?
To challenge. Now, Tesla's dominant because they're the only ones that make a decent electric car.
That's so true.
And here's their dominance.
Uh-huh.
Here in 2018,
uh-huh.
Tesla sold 100 and Mm-hmm. No, 63,000 cars.
Right, right.
I mean, it's like, that's not dominance. That's a, no. like a special little niche, like the DeLorean. That's like saying the DeLorean
dominates.
Was the dominant stainless steel cars.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, Tesla is a very specific type of person that buys Teslas.
Yeah.
They don't sell a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And to compare them in any way to Ford Motor Company is absurd.
Yeah. By the way, that was a good movie, the Ford movie.
Was it?
Yeah, it's very, very good. You should see it. Yeah, it was good.
Was it an
electric
car?
I liked it. The new Ford movie. Anyway, it was really funny. It was good. It was just a really good movie. Kind of reminded me of the Indian movie with Anthony Hopkins, the racer. It was like a
the runner
film. Yeah, the my brain is not working today. What is my problem? I cannot think of anything today. You know, he was the one that took the tread off the tires for that race. Anyway, I can't even. You know what? That's what's wrong with me today. My brain is just not. It's just not working today.
You must have had a weird weekend.
I did. It was strange. Back to the bar story, too. I wanted to talk about that for just a moment. What were some of the ways they were going to do it? The collecting of data, the sharing of data, right? The sharing of data in taking your guns for the mentally ill, right? We're going to make sure we share that data and do it more so. I can't remember the term they used, but it was more so. Only because I bring this up because there was a great piece I'm going to turn you guys to, and that is fee.org put up a great piece about the 10 items of the police, the Stasi, okay, and how they operated. And it's a little like how they're operating gun control. They're really doing this. Number one, they were gaslighting before gaslighting was a thing. And that's very true. They were almost everywhere. They were almost everywhere. Mm-hmm. They kept a crazy amount of meticulous records. Mm-hmm. And that was Project Guardian that you were talking about earlier.
Yep. Enforcing that.
Yep. And now it's the sharing of that. And they're talking about it in a really weird way. Like we're going to, I don't know, become just more shareable. I don't know. It's just strange, right? Like weird. Anyway, they're super secret archives, right? They're super secret archives of info. They stirred up trouble in different places around. They paid reparations for their victims, kind of. The Stasi operated its own prison. We have our own judges and courts and prisons now for certain things. We were never supposed to have that. The propaganda was weaponized, sometimes literally. The Stasi banned porn. They filmed their own. The Nazis wrote the Stasi playbook. We're seeing a lot of this come to fruition again. Are we going to call it out? Are we going to call it out? Are we going to be the fleas in the jar that hit our head against the ceiling so many times we finally go into a mental state of complacency? What are we going to do? How are we going to fight all this nonsense? I don't know the answer to that. I don't.
No, but the five principles of Project Guardian basically add up to one thing. It's the federal government taking total control of gun ownership.
Right.
And they're going to coordinate with the states in every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they never coordinate with the states. They tell the states what to do.
Yeah.
Which is, we need some real governors.
Yeah, I know. I know we do.
Mm.
You know, we do. We need strong governors. We need people that... that lead out. World's Fastest Indian, by the way. That was the movie I was thinking of.
The World's Fastest
Indian. Yeah, that was a good movie, too.
I didn't see that.
Gosh, my brain. We have, right now, we're looking into a window of our future, and they're coming at us in so many ways for gun control, in so many ways in creating this safety zone. I have never felt more unsafe in my whole life than I do right now because the government's trying to make me safe. Because everything that the government does to try and make people safe involves force. It involves taking over their lives. It involves spying. It involves taking away your liberty. They have to do that in order to operate some sort of safety mechanism. They can't do anything that culminates in anything safety unless they're taking your liberty. And they were never authorized to do that. They were only supposed to uphold our God-given inherent right to liberty.
Yep.
So whenever they say their role is to make you safe, I hope we all stop that person in their tracks and say, I'm sorry, you do not have the authority to do that. That is not within your purview. We have to start calling this out. We cannot be the flea in the jar.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's scary.
And the thing is if we do that, if you say no, and everyone says it, there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, I know. They can't. But if everybody goes along and goes, oh, yeah, 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 you need to keep us safe.
Yeah.
Then you're just giving them every opportunity to do
it. That's right. But if everybody refused and said, no, I'm not giving you that information, I'm not going to do that, we'd win that battle.
Yep. Yep. Thanks for tuning in. So appreciate you. Go to katedallyradio.com for our podcasts, and you can take those, listen to those, share those, please, on social media. Would really appreciate that. Thank you, Uncle Milty. See you back here tomorrow. We have a great guest tomorrow, Christianity in Our Founding. He's a great guest. You're going to want to listen to tomorrow's show, too. And, of course, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow, katedallyradio.com. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.